Good morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5 at 7:55.
Yeah, it's a Thursday. That means it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing. It's presented by McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Automotive. Good morning, Captain Bobby.
And a good morning it is. How about this weather, boy? had to break out the mittens and toboggan and all that stuff this morning.
Hang on now, Bobby. Hang on. Don't tell a lie.
I might be rushing it just a little bit, Dandy Dan.
Tell a lie on the radio, Bobby.
How are things looking out on the water today? What do you have in mind?
Well, I tell you what, it's great. As a matter of fact, we're waiting, and I remember we were supposed to do the report, and I left the phone in the boat, so I had to kind of sprint through the water to get back to the
high knees
in time to hear the phone ring. So, but I'm sitting here looking at the boys over there. They're actually still catching them. Even I left there, we were catching them pretty good, and they're over there catching them right now. So, and that's been the case. I've had the opportunity to do some wade fishing, which we've talked about in the past several times over the last month or month and a half. And, man, I'll tell you, it's a great way to fish any time of the year. But this time of year, even though the air temperature's cooled off a little bit the last several days, the water's still staying warm. And, man, you get in that water this time of year, and it's just really kind of pleasant, kind of takes some of that sting of that heat away. But the other thing that type of fishing lets you do is you're really stealthy in the water. And you can get up in places and catch fish that you can't do in a boat because the boat just makes too much noise. Matter of fact, when I was getting back to the boat, got about 50 feet, 75 feet from the boat, and you can just hear the hull slapping, and that's what the fish are hearing, even more so than us. So anyway, just a little tip on wade fishing if you get a chance to do it. It's a great way to catch fish, but the true pattern we're in right now is going to remain the same for probably another month or so. Even though we got this cooler weather, that water temperature is going to stay up, and it's going to be primarily a shrimp or a croaker deal this time of year. In the boat, we're still catching a lot of fish with shrimp imitations under popping corks. The guys that are using croakers are really, really doing well on some big fish. So you can get your hands on some croakers this time of year, probably through the end of next month. That's going to be the deal for some real big fish. So those are the two things that will really kind of keep it going for us here, in addition to this specialty type of fishing that we're doing this morning, getting the fish in the boat. As far as the weather goes, we're going to have a little bit of cloud cover and rain, I guess, this weekend, but the tides are real good. We cycled out of the nip this week, and we're going to go into this good cycle. It's a good tide cycle over the weekend. We have this good full high tide first thing in the morning falling out, and that's two recipes for a great fishing trip. Get out there, get it done early in the morning, get back in time for those football games.
That's right. It's that time of year. Hey, Captain Bobby, if folks want to book a trip with you, you've made it easy. They probably need to go ahead and do it now.
Yeah, if you're thinking about fall fishing and this kind of weather could put that in your mind, you need to check out our website, which is ateamfishing.com. Very easy to book. You can go through the website, or you can just call the number that's on there, and she will get you fixed up for a fall trip.
Thanks a bunch, Bobby. We appreciate it, and we will talk again next Thursday.
All right, boys, I'm diving back in the water. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right. There he goes. That's a video I like to see, Bobby, wading through the water to get to his phone.
That's Captain Bobby Abrascato with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Automotive. Coming up, we'll turn up your voice, 251-343-0106, as Mobile Mornings rolls on.